With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So we had such a response to this front page story, USA Today, because I think we have specifics here. And people, when they actually have that versus vague stuff, police recruits, what they're expected to be able to do to be a New Jersey state cop. Vertical jump of 15 inches, 28 sit-ups in 1 minute. 300-meter run in 70.1 seconds or less, 24 push-ups in 1 minute, and a 1.5-mile run in 15.55 minutes or fewer. Okay? And the argument is that any number of women, I see various statistics here, but trust me, women are failing this at a greater rate than men. But the article also gets into why it's valuable to have female cops, more female cops out there. And I'm not sure if their numbers are decreasing or in the Jersey State Police they would if these standards are upheld. Joining us is Yvonne Roman, who is currently a police captain in Newark, an evidence-based policing advocate and founder of the Women's Leadership Academy in Newark, New Jersey. It says here, too, in USA Today that she's a former police chief, I believe. She joins us on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Captain, thank you. Thanks very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Well, tell me, you are seen as the principal person here. We'll get to the broader implications about having more female cops. What's your objection to what's going on with the testing? Because, Yvonne, if I can, Captain, when I see Jersey State cops stop someone or I see them, I know someone, they look awfully good. They look among the best, fittest, best in their uniforms of any police that I've seen.
Right. So the standards that I'm referring to and the article is referring to is the Police Training Commission.
Yes.
They differ from the New Jersey State Police. They have different standards. So the Police Training Commission establishes the standards for your municipal, your county sheriffs, and your corrections, or your juvenile corrections. They changed their standards 2 years ago to where individuals had to meet the standards within 10 workout sessions.
Okay.
That is unheard of across the country. That standard doesn't exist anywhere else.
Okay, well, let me ask you, with these standards that I read out, do you think they should have to meet them, though? Should Jersey cops have to meet them?
I believe that there should be physical fitness standards, but they have to be validated and work-related is what the courts require and what the Civil Rights Act requires.
Okay, so let's go through them. Tell me what you object to. Now, I come from a cop's family, several people that are cops, one a female. Do you object to the push-up? Should a cop have to be able to do a push-up?
If it's validated. So what the courts have said is that women can't fail at a higher rate than men. So if you have 10 men and 10 women, if 10 men pass, at least 8 women have to pass, unless you can prove that that's a bona fide work requirement. And I've been a police officer for 25 years. I've spent most of my career working the streets. I was a gang commander. I was a narcotics commander. And I promise you, I never had to do one push-up before arresting someone.
Okay, well, I know you said that. And let me challenge that a little bit and say, well, the push-up is a test of upper body strength or overall strength. Shouldn't a cop have to have that?
A cop should have physical fitness strength, but if you're having a test that produces disparate outcomes, you have to prove that it's a valid, bona fide occupational requirement, and you have to allow someone then enough time to train to meet those standards. That 10 workout rule turns out to be about 2.5 weeks. That's a stricter rule than the U.S. military. So why do we hold our officers to a standard that the U.S. military doesn't even hold.
Okay, all right. So give me more time, but you seem to object to at least the article and what you're saying, Captain, to the idea of this. Maybe women fail because maybe they're not as good as you or trained or background or whatever. Maybe they just don't belong in there if they don't have the upper body strength to do the required number of push-ups.
No, actually, this disparity was created when they instituted the 10 workout rule. If you read the article, women and men were passing at the same rates before this 10 workout rule. And like I said, this rule doesn't exist anywhere else. What they have is the Cooper test. And Cooper themselves said they've never heard of such a standard. Cooper designed the test.
Now, how about this? Do you object to, do you say this is not related? Isn't it a pretty good test of overall fitness? 1.5-mile run in 15.55 minutes. That seems pretty generous to me.
I'm not objecting to the test. I'm objecting to the outcomes, right? To the disparate outcomes. And the disparity only happened after they instituted that 10-workout rule. So I'm not objecting to physical fitness standards. I'm a cop, and I know that there are physical fitness requirements for the job. What I'm objecting is that once they instituted that 10-workout rule, that is what led to the disparity.
Well, wait a minute, though. If people couldn't do it before, and how much period of time should they get then to come up to training standards, in your view?
The military will hire you, they'll conduct a background check, and the military will make sure that you're capable of being trained. And then you have to pass by the completion of your military requirement. And the military states that they guarantee you'll be in the best shape of your life at the completion of boot camp. So the military allows you the entire boot camp session to pass the test. And that was what was allowed prior in New Jersey, and men and women were passing at comparable rates. The disparity only happened when they instituted this 10-workout session.
Okay, well, you've said that, but okay, why do you think that is, though? Why do you think these women can't pass if they have the, ability? I mean, what is it that's changed between men and women here?
What's changed is the policy.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, if a man can't pass it in the beginning, why does he then ultimately pass and women don't?
Well, the rule impacts men and women. It just impacted women at a greater rate than men.
Okay.
This is just simply about a policy. It's not about getting rid of physical fitness standards. It's the policy that led to a disparate outcome.
Okay, now let's talk about, you do talk in here, the benefits of female officers. What do you see as the biggest benefit?
Well, the research says that when you have a representation of women in police departments, that those women produce less citizen complaints, less lawsuits. They use less force than when compared to men, though they're assaulted at the same rates as their male counterparts. So they also have interpersonal communication skills. Not to say that men don't have that, but women tend to be better communicators, so they're able at times to de-escalate tense situations. So, and this is not based on my opinion. This is based on research evidence.
So you're saying then that women don't have, maybe men have more toxic masculinity, something like that. What about the idea? Maybe you reject it.
What
is it that is the difference, Sam? What is it that men are not doing that women do, in your view?
It's not my view. I'm a PhD student, and this is based on researched evidence, looking at the statistics of lawsuits and complaints. So based on research evidence, when you compare male police officers to female police officers, they tend to have less citizen complaints. They tend to have less lawsuits against them. So based on the research, there is benefit to increasing the number of men versus women.
Okay, do we know if they're proactive, Captain, as males might be in enforcing the law, though? Is that researched?
We're comparing our patrol officers. So, of course, you have to compare apples to apples. I'm not talking about people working administrative positions compared to a field officer, because, of course, there's going to be differences. So the research compares apples to apples.
Okay, so what's the remedy in your view, then? What exactly should be done in New Jersey?
In New Jersey, it was merely that policy, and I'm not saying that it was intentional, but there had to be an evaluation component once the policy was implemented, and the policy itself led to disparities between the pass rates between men and women. And if you have a disparity, it has to be based on a bona fide occupational qualification. I have an example. The airlines, they instituted a weight requirement, and a woman sued because she was over 160 pounds and the men were allowed to be over 160 pounds. And the courts upholded that. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. Yes.
I'm sorry. I have another
That's
call.
Okay.
And the courts upheld that because men and women are physiologically different.
Right.
A man has more body weight. So the woman couldn't expect to weigh
right.
as much as the man because
exactly.
physiologically they're different. So she lost that lawsuit. She was not allowed to weigh as much as a man. So it has to be based on a validated requirements. And there, that airline had validated that there was a difference between men and women and that you can't expect a man to weigh as less as a woman or a woman to weigh as much as a man.
Okay, but why did you tell USA Today, I got you on that, I'm in agreement, that you never had to do one push-up before putting handcuffs on someone?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm asking you.
I mean, it seems like you think the push-up part of this is the thing that's wrong.
Well, no. What I'm saying is that they overemphasize a certain aspect physiologically when they haven't been validated as work-related. A lot of other police academies have switched to a rower machine exercise where that uses a whole body and that more simulates where you would be struggling with someone, where you're using your upper body, your lower body. What I was referring to is validating a specific exercise as being validated as work-related. In a rural area, you may run a long distance. In a city, it's probably a shorter distance where you run, where you're in a pursuit. So what the courts have said, that the test has to be validated to the work environment.
All right.
So it's not specifically, it was an example of me working the streets and what's work-related and what isn't. If you're going to look under a car, are you going to place yourself in a plank position? It's unlikely. So what the exercise has to be validated as being work-related. And it was just an example that, you know, push-ups have never really been validated as work-related. But I am not against completely getting rid of physical fitness exercises at all. And if that's the interpretation you got, that's absolutely not what I was saying. What I'm saying is that it has to be validated and that test has to be work-related. And that's what's required by the courts.
All righty. Well, Captain, thank you very much. Thanks for coming on today and joining us.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.